When I was younger, my first words in Lakota were Chanli Mak'u. I only ever knew Tupperware by Watech bowls, and I was never in a car that you didn't have to start with a vice grip. My friend always say, you know you're native when you have blankets over the windows like curtains. When that old Indian magic can turn cheese and beaded earrings into gas money. That you know you're native when your first tattoo is from your Uncle Vernon in your cousin's basement for 30 bucks in a jug. When fry bread thighs and choke cherry eyes are lines in an Indian love poem. But your Chihuahua never tells you that. You know you're native when there is at least once in your life when you wish you weren't. They never tell you that you're forced to realize that you're native when you find out most people can actually count the number of funerals they've been to on one hand. You know you're native when suicide looks exactly like genocide, when children become mausoleums. History sits on your shoulders. The warrior lay in the mind, buried beneath the rubble and carnage in the mind. History, black and white images stained into our brain, land of the ghost dancers and the bones of slaughter. We gestate in a coffin of bodies, fire burning in our throats, blood bleeding from a pen. Our stories and legends, a hope for tomorrow. We are what our ancestors prayed for. We are hope made flesh, adapting to the disease around us.